Nice to meet you. Your name is Simon Blakeney, right?
Simon Blakeney. Yeah.
Blakeney, and you're a producer for the new BBC series Dynasties.
That's right, yeah.
For a start, just please describe what should our listeners expect from this new BBC series Dynasties, which you are a producer of.
So we've done something new with this series. So rather than showing little elements of lots of animals' lives, we've focused on five groups of animals. So five shows, each show has one animal group we're following a family life of. So lions, tigers, chimpanzees, emperor penguins, and painted wolves. And we spent huge amounts of time with each of these groups to really understand and get into their family lives and watch the challenges these animals face. And they're actually incredibly dramatic lives.
All right. Is there a famous character, like a book or a film character, you would associate to each of these Dynasties episodes, spotlight animals, you know, more or less?
Yeah, so I mean, that's quite, I never thought of it quite that way. We've often compared all the shows to Game of Thrones. So it's that sort of idea of there's lots of politics, there's lots of interactions between all the animals. Some of them are fights, some of them are sort of caring interactions, and some of them are challenges they all have to sort of team up and face. So yeah, as a group, it's closest to Game of Thrones, I thought, but in the animal world.
There are only five episodes so far for the Dynasties series. What species do you think should also be included? Which one do you believe has a dramatic enough life struggle?
So we've also looked at doing grey wolves in one of a variety of locations. Meerkats would be incredible because they've got such amazing social lives, and for these little animals that take on snakes and things, the drama is incredible. But there's also things like cheetahs or perhaps even elephants and anything that has a dramatic life. And in fact, if you look at any of these animals for longest, whether it's all the way from a mouse to an elephant, they've got incredible drama that they face every day that this series gave us an opportunity to really delve into and really understand.
All right, have you thought about any water dwelling animals?
Yeah, so we've looked at dolphins and animals like that. So it's harder because it's that much harder to stay with a group of animals when they're underwater for long periods of time. But yeah, I mean, particularly things like dolphins and lots of marine mammals have really complicated social lives and again have lots of challenges they face, so they would be incredible as well.
No matter how harsh the conditions, animals are pretty much bound to their environment. What species do you believe has the best chance of surviving if removed from its environment? The Dynasty species, for example.
I think it's got to be chimpanzees. They're so intelligent, and they have such advanced social interactions and social lives that they're probably the most adaptable. I mean, they're the closest to us, so they adapt in the same way that humans do. That said, as wild populations, they need the space they live in, and they need the habitats they live in. They can't survive if those habitats are destroyed.
There is this quiz on the show's website. Which of the Dynasties do you think you would belong in?
I've produced the Lions film, so I'm jealous. I'd definitely go in the Lions film, although very much it's a female-led society, so I might not fit in quite so well there. But I mean, in terms of the other films, I think again, the chimpanzees is an incredible kind of environment, and it's a tough life to live. All of these animals have pretty tough lives to live, so I think I'm fairly comfortable where I am for now.
Yeah, if you come to think of it, they're kind of inspiring lifestyles for humans.
Yeah, so and there's lots of parallels. We can draw lots of parallels between the way they interact and the way we interact, but obviously they have a slightly different way of doing it.
How do the film crews cope with waiting? I imagine there's a lot of waiting and need for patience while filming such documentaries. What's the best mental process for that? What do you think is?
Lots of coffee. So the lions, for example, can spend 20 hours a day sleeping. So when they're awake, they can do incredible things. But when they're sleeping, obviously, they're less engaging. So yeah, there's a lot of just sitting there and waiting and watching and observing and trying to work out what's happening next. And say, coffee and anything you can do to make sure that you're as alert as possible when it does all happen.
Do you know what was Sir David Attenborough's favorite moment of the series?
I know he's talked about a few that he found incredible. I think his favourite moment, as far as I know, was the moment when the adult penguins pass the egg between each other. So they have to do it so carefully, and they have to do it so quickly, and they haven't got any hands to pick it up. They have to do it through the shuffling round and moving their feet, and they can't leave the egg on the floor for too long because it'll freeze because they're living on an ice shelf. So I think just the detail that they were able to get in that, and thankfully that we were all able to get of all these behaviours, was, as I understand, was his favourite. So.
Yeah, I've recently read that the film crew intervened in helping these animals, the emperor penguins, actually, which is something very rare.
Yeah, so usually we try not to intervene, and with the penguins, they were filming and found a small group of penguins caught in a deep gully, which I believe had been partly formed through movement of the ice and a storm. And there was nothing wrong with the penguins. The penguins themselves were very fit and healthy, and they'd just become isolated in there, and a few of them tried to climb out, a few of them made it, most of them didn't. And the film crew took a decision that they weren't really affecting the dynamic of the group, and they weren't adversely affecting any sort of balance of the wildlife there. And all they did was they cut a small trench in this gully to give the penguins a chance. They didn't pick them up and move them, and they weren't interfering. They were just giving them a bit more of a chance. And thankfully, most of the penguins took that chance. So,
what was your favorite moment of the series?
Obviously, working on the lion films, it was with the lions. But I think seeing our lead female, who's a lioness called Charm, she did everything from beautifully, carefully care for small cubs, even cubs that weren't her own, she would look after. But that went from everything to being gentle with them and cleaning them, licking them clean after they'd been eating, all the way up to having a massive, dramatic fight with a huge herd of buffalo that came close to her and were absolutely intent on killing her and her cubs. And she single-handedly defended these cubs and made an entire herd of over 100 buffalo back down. So, and it's difficult not to admire her for the tenacity she showed then.
It only sounds very impressive. I can't wait to see it. Last of all, what is, in your experience, the most accessible, least spoiled wilderness one could go visit these days?
Oh, wow, that's quite a wide one. There's some incredible places in South America and actually Europe as well. There's some incredible hidden places in Europe. Some of the big forests and the mountains and things which are only kept unspoiled because they're hard to act. You can't put a road across a mountain. So you can find incredible wildlife anywhere from the bottom of your garden to the most remote parts of North America or Siberia or wherever. So anywhere you can find a bit of peace, I think, is my favorite place.
Thank you very much.